Today's business report starts with an effort to attack disease in the third world. A nonprofit company is trying to serve a market that pharmaceutical firms have not. It's the market for cures to diseases like malaria or sleeping sickness. They claim hundreds of thousands of lives around the world. NPR's Laura Seidel reports on a woman whose company is targeting those diseases.
For over a decade, Victoria Hale, a pharmaceutical chemist, worked in government and private industry to help bring hundreds of drugs onto the market. As part of her work, she made several trips to India and other third world nations. There, she became increasingly aware that children in the third world were not able to get treatment for the diseases that afflicted them.
In many, many parts of the world, inordinate numbers of children die from diarrhea or pneumonia or malaria.
Hale realized there might be drugs to help these children, but she understood from her experiences with the pharmaceutical industry that no company was likely to get involved.
It really became obvious to me that there are some diseases that simply will not be pursued because it is not possible to make a living on them, really. And let's be fair, it's not only to make a profit, it's even to recoup the money you put in to take a drug all the way through the development process.
Hale realized that for some diseases, a non-commercial drug development model might be better. In 2000, she founded the Institute for One World Health, the first nonprofit drug company in the United States. Hale knows that buried in the basement of many for-profit drug companies are promising cures for diseases. Take K777, a drug developed by pharmaceutical scientist Jim Palmer, who works for the company Celera. Palmer was looking for a drug to help people with arthritis and osteoporosis. Instead, he discovered something that might cure Chagas disease, a parasitic disease. It causes potentially fatal flu-like symptoms and can go dormant and reemerge decades later.
And then it reappears in what's called the chronic phase of the disease. And at this point, the heart becomes enlarged. And in fact, it's one of the leading causes of heart disease in South America.
According to the Centers for Disease Control, between 16 and 18 million people around the world are infected with Chagas. But Palmer's company, Celera, wasn't interested in finding a cure for the disease.
It's restricted to South America and parts of Central America. It's not what you would call a blockbuster type indication. And so therefore there is very little market for Celera to want to play in there.
Instead of leaving K777 in the basement, Palmer got permission to pass it on to a friend, Jim Macaro, a professor at the University of California, San Francisco. Macaro directs the Sandler Center for Research on Parasitic Diseases. At his lab at UCSF, he grows all kinds of parasites for research.
We have a Trypanosoma cruzi, which produces Chagas disease. We have Entamoeba histolytica, which gives you bad diarrhea. Probably after hearing this, you'll want to wash your hands before you leave our lab.
Macaro does what's called preclinical drug development to fight parasitic diseases that affect people in the third world. But his lab does not have the ability to do clinical trials on people, nor the money to manufacture and distribute the drugs. That's where the Institute for One World Health comes in.
That was what they really felt they could do well. They had a business plan for getting things manufactured, making the contacts in the countries where the clinical trials would have to be carried out.
One World Health made a deal with Celera for limited rights to the patents for K777. CEO Hale.
Our agreement with this company and the way it benefits both is to separate the intellectual property so that the poorest in the world, that would be our customer, can have access to some of this intellectual property without compromising the ability of the company to pursue its Western markets.
The Institute for One World Health has made similar agreements with other companies and universities for drug development rights. Recently, the Institute received more than $22 million from the Gates Foundation to develop a low-cost cure for malaria. These sort of charitable donations help, but the key to One World's success is a financially sustainable model.
We'll market our first drug next year. We can bring back revenues on those drugs from some people, the people who are not the poorest. Those revenues can be used to finance our organization. And as a nonprofit, we would need much less than a large Western for-profit corporation would need.
But some are skeptical that Hale can make One World financially independent. Michael Kremer is an economist at Harvard who specializes in emerging economies and drug development.
This is a very risky business. Some research leads work out, some don't. If they happen to get a bunch of hits on in their research, then they will be able to make, you know, there's usually at least some commercial market for some of these things, so they'd be able to make some money. But whether it will be enough to sustain them fully, that I'm not sure about.
CEO Hale knows that making her nonprofit company independent will be tough. Still, she's hopeful that she can create a financial model to develop cures for some of the third world's most intractable diseases. Laura Seidel, NPR News, San Francisco.